Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kHz. We are also streaming via our website, which is rai.com.ar. There you can find all of our shows in 8 languages, plus podcasts, available for you to listen on demand as a podcast, as I said. And you can also visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel that we launched about 3 months ago, when the lockdown began here in Argentina, or a little bit after the lockdown began. A lockdown that continues in the country. The Buenos Aires metropolitan area, which is where I'm recording this and producing this, and where RAI's central studios are located, is going through tighter restrictions implemented in July 1st amid a surge in coronavirus cases, a surge that is not stopping, is slowly increasing. Officials are always pointing out that the numbers we see now are reflecting people that contracted the virus 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago. So the effects of a tight quarantine in the Buenos Aires area, which is a hotspot of coronavirus here in Argentina, will be seen, hopefully, in about a week. We are having a little more than 3,000 cases per day. And the number of deaths remains in the tens per day, with a record of 75 a few days back. Let's hope that we are going through the dreaded peak, the so-called peak of the pandemic here in Argentina. I'm Fernando Farias, and I'm making this show from my home studio in Buenos Aires, we've told you many times. The central studio of RAI is closed in central Buenos Aires, and the radio remains active in remote mode, with all of us working, recording, producing, writing, translating, and publishing stuff from home. Loads of stuff. The other day we had a Zoom conference headed by the station's director, Adrián Corol, with all of the languages, and we made an assessment, a balance of the production of the station during these times of pandemic, with everybody producing from home, and everybody was happy, including yours truly, with the volume of material we have been able to produce, and especially with the possibility of being in touch with our listeners, no matter how. Before March, we were producing and broadcasting from Maipú Studios, and after March, we kept on producing from home. And that's something that made us pretty happy with the job we've been doing. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we do. You are enjoying it as much as we do. And if you want to tell us something, use the email, qslrai@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrai@gmail.com. That's where you have to send the messages and reception reports if you're a DXer and you want to receive a QSL card from us. We reply with digital QSL cards. You have to send your reception report to qslrai@gmail.com. On today's program, we'll have a lot of music. We'll be talking about some commemorations, some special events involving music, but that will be, of course, after beginning with the news. And here are the news on RAI Argentina to the World. The Brazilian heads Independence Day ceremony in Buenos Aires. Alberto Fernandez said his goal was to get over polarization and leave behind serial haters in a ceremony with business people and unionists, with governors joining in via video conference. On the same day, anti-government protesters rallied in various cities. Waving Argentine flags, they marched against what they denounced was an advance on liberties and against the executive's handling of the pandemic, among other claims. In Buenos Aires City, a unit of the C5N channel was attacked by several demonstrators who called this media outlet a pro-government one. Former President Mauricio Macri made his first public appearance in months. On an interview, he criticized the administration of his successor for using the pandemic as an excuse to ignore institutions and the division of powers. He wasn't asked about an ongoing judicial investigation into alleged illegal espionage carried out by intelligence agents during his 2015-2019 term. A witness in corruption probe into Vice President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner was found dead. 46-year-old Fabián Gutiérrez had declared as a whistleblower in the so-called notebooks case, and his body was found in Calafate, Santa Cruz Province, Patagonia. But investigators say the first signs indicate the killing was not related to politics. Brazil's Bolsonaro and Bolivia's Áñez tested positive for COVID-19. The Brazilian president and the Bolivian de facto president both contracted coronavirus this week. And he also tested positive, the Chavismo's number two, Diosdado Cabello, the head of the Constitutional Assembly of Venezuela. Argentina's economy minister assures the country has made its final effort in debt negotiations. Martin Guzman defended the latest proposal to the country's creditors in the talks to settle the $66 billion debt of Argentina, with a new deadline slated for July 30. And these were the news on RAE Argentina to the World. All right, folks, let us enjoy now a little bit of music, shall we? Let's start with an anniversary that was marked yesterday. Yesterday was Independence Day in Argentina, July the 9th. And we marked this historic event that took place in 1816, when Argentina formally declared its independence from Spain. We also have an important national day on May 25th, which is the day of the Revolution of Independence. So basically, Argentina has got two rather than one patriotic festivities. One is like the setting in motion of the independence process, and the other remembers the formal declaration of independence on July the 9th, 1816, in the city of Tucumán, to the northwest of Buenos Aires, about 1,000 miles northwest from the capital. That's where the independence was declared. And that's why yesterday was a holiday. The president usually travels to Tucumán to head the ceremony, whoever the president is, but not this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, and everybody, including the authorities, are trying to circulate as little as possible. And yesterday is also the birth anniversary of one of the most important singers in the history of Latin America, not only of Argentina, and she was from Tucumán. Mercedes Sosa, the voice of the Americas, she was also dubbed, but here she was mainly nicknamed tenderly La Negra, the black woman. Well, I'm not going to add anything about Mercedes Sosa that hasn't been said before. It's just that she's so important to music in this continent. An incredible voice that was discovered in the 1960s when she took part in the Cosquín Folk Festival, and ever since then she consolidated as an incredible singer that not only performed folklore songs, but in the final 20 years of her career she ventured into other genres such as rock and pop. She was very, very open to working with composers, with the writers of the songs, in recording those songs with her. And she not only performed songs written by Argentine singers, but she gave life, she lent her voice to classics of the Latin American songbook, such as this song, this beautiful song wrote by Cuba's Silvio Rodriguez, La Masa. La Negra Sosa would have turned 85 yesterday. She passed away in 2009.
Si no creyera en la locura de la garganta del sinsonte, si no creyera que en el monte se esconde el trino y la pavura, si no creyera en la balanza, en la razón del equilibrio, si no creyera en el delirio, si no creyera en la esperanza, si no creyera en lo que agencio, si no creyera en mi camino, si no creyera en mi sonido, si no creyera en mi silencio. Ay, qué cosa fuera la masa sin cantera, un amasijo hecho de cuerdas y tendones, un revoltijo de carne con madera, un instrumento sin mejores pretensiones, de lucecitas montadas para escena. Qué cosa fuera, corazón, qué cosa fuera, qué cosa fuera la masa sin cantera, un testaferro del traidor de los aplausos, un servidor de pasado en copa nueva, un eternizador de dioses del ocaso, júbilo hervido con trapo y lentejuela. Qué cosa fuera, corazón, qué cosa fuera, qué cosa fuera la masa sin cantera.
That was Mercedes Sosa singing Silvio Rodriguez, La Masa, a song that we played to remember her on a new anniversary of her birth, 85 years of her anniversary of her birth were marked yesterday, July the 9th, Independence Day here in Argentina. More music on this week's show on RAE Argentina to the World in English. By the way, I didn't mention that the country is going through a four-day weekend. Yesterday was a holiday because of Independence Day. But today, Friday, is also a holiday here in Argentina. It's called a bridge, non-working day, originally established for promoting and encouraging people to travel and do tourism, mainly tourism within the country. And this happens a couple of times a year when a holiday, a non-working holiday, falls on a Tuesday or a Thursday. And this had been planned before the outbreak began, but it was kept. That's why is a non-working day here in Argentina today, Friday also. Now, yes, music. This week, this past Monday, Ennio Morricone passed away in Italy at the age of 91. Composer and musician, his name is a synonym of music scores. I mean, He wrote Western music, and he also wrote music for Quentin Tarantino films recently. Well, a very, very important artist of the 20th century who had a very characteristic sound. I mean, you can't imagine, you can't picture the spaghetti westerns of the 1960s without Morricone's music sounding in your head. But it's not the only thing that he did, of course. And he had a couple of creations that were somehow connected to Argentina. Well, actually connected to Argentina. One is the music for the movie The Mission that was filmed here in 1986. And this is the characteristic tune of that great movie. I don't know, guys, if you watched it, but I certainly recommend you to do that. It's a film directed by Roland Joff. It is set in the late 18th century here in what was then the Viceroyalty of the Rio de la Plata. And it shows the struggle of the Jesuits to protect the Guarani in their missions amid the fight for power between the Spanish and the Portuguese crowns. The movie stars Robert De Niro, Jeremy Irons, Liam Neeson is also there, and it's got the music of Ennio Morricone. It was shot here in the mid-1980s in the Cataratas del Iguazú region, I mean in the original setting where all of that happened, in the Misiones region. That's why our northeastern province is called Misiones, because of the Jesuit missions. This is the tune Gabriel's Oboe by Ennio Morricone. And I told you he also had other creations related to Argentina. And, well, Morricone wrote the official anthem, the official theme of the 1978 World Cup of Argentina. That sounds like this. Have it, the official anthem of the World Cup 1978 that Argentina hosted and won, as you will know, amid the context of the military dictatorship, but obviously used the victory at that competition to bolster the popular support for the regime and obviously hide the ongoing human rights violations. And we'll continue talking now about music. This past week was the birthday of Sir Ringo Starr, the Beatles drummer, who turned 80. And every year he brings together musicians performing for love and peace, which is his main message throughout all these years. This has been his main message, using music for promoting peace and love. And obviously this year there was no concert because of the no concert with an audience and with loads of musicians joining on stage because of the pandemic. Everything was done remotely with him like kind of hosting the celebration that was broadcast on TV, on YouTube, on social media, together with the Eagles' Joe Walsh. And there were, well, people performing remotely, dedicating their music to Ringo Starr. And Argentina had a part, had a role in this global celebration, because an orchestra of kids from Argentina participated in this event. And it's not the first time, because they've been doing that since the year 2017. I'm talking about the youth orchestra of the city of Chascomús in the province of Buenos Aires, about 100 kilometers from the capital to the south. It's a lovely spot. I love Chascomús. I go there once or twice a year to do some camping, to spend the weekend by the magnificent lagoon they have there. And the orchestra is from there. They've been together. They've been working for 22 years, providing kids from the area, especially socially vulnerable kids, the opportunity to discover music and get inspired by music. An Argentine producer who works with Ringo Starr, Martin Urionaguena, put them in contact with Ringo Starr, and they participated for the first time in the global celebration in 2017, and Ringo himself sent them this message back then.
And a special thank you to all the kids in Chascomús, Argentina. All your artwork looks great. I have X-ray vision. I can see through the world. Peace and love.
Well, that was Ringo Starr sending his greetings and congratulations to the kids from Chascomús, from the Chascomús Orchestra. And I've got right here an audio message that was sent to me by Angela Bonavita in English, giving us a little background of their story with Ringo Starr.
The School Orchestra of Chascomús was declared Ambassador of Peace by Ringo Starr. We were invited to celebrate his birthday 3 years ago for the first time, and since then, every July 7th. Each year, this famous musician makes a great presentation with a message in pursuit of world peace. On this occasion, the School Orchestra of Chascomús shared with Ringo and his millions of followers around the world through his official Facebook, Ringo Starr Music, a video made by our young musicians of different orchestra formations, of a version of the famous Yellow Submarine with lyrics composed by the children for the occasion. Hey Jude, and other surprises that we're recommending you to see on the former Beatles social network. The Chascomús School Orchestra in this 22nd foundation year received more than 8,500 children from our city. Chascomús was declared the national capital of children's and youth orchestras, and its work methodology was recognized by Francis Pope and has outstanding local and international awards.
Well, thank you for that. That was Angela Bonavita from the Chascomús Youth School Orchestra, Children's School Orchestra. And well, here is what they performed for Ringo Starr's birthday celebration this past week. It was broadcast all over the world. Obviously, they would have performed a song together, but they had to do this remotely with everybody collaborating from home via applications such as Zoom. As you heard, Angela, they basically played their rendition of Yellow Submarine with lyrics they created in Spanish.
Thank you.
And there you have it, the Chascomús Kids. Singing together Hey Jude by the Beatles, a performance that was broadcast this past week on the occasion of the global celebration of Ringo Starr's 80th birthday. Something that fills all of Argentines with pride, a great endeavor to give kids the opportunity to discover music, to inspire themselves with music, and what better music than that of the Beatles to get inspired. I just wanted to thank Maria Graciela Calderon, who's the coordinator of the orchestra. She has helped me produce this segment of the show, talking about this participation of the children's orchestra of Chascomús in Ringo's birthday. Okay, we're coming to the end of this week's edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English, the weekly edition, because we continue producing everything from home, and this, for the time being, is a weekly show rather than a Monday to Friday program, as has always been, or at least it was until the pandemic began in quarantine and social distancing measures were implemented here in Argentina back in March. And that's why we continue working from home, producing from home, and keeping the station producing content from home. There were some new developments that you couldn't listen to on the new segment at the beginning of today's program. The main one is that Argentina has been selected to test a vaccine developed by Pfizer. This was announced in recent hours, and we are all keeping our fingers crossed that this works and everything returns to normal, or to a new normal. Let's hope that we have learned something from this 2020 that obviously none of us is going to forget. This is Fernando Farias speaking. You've listened to the English language program of RAE Argentina to the World that you can find on our website, rae.com.ar. You can also listen to it on the shortwaves on WRMI, Miami Radio International. The frequency is 5,800 kilohertz. And you can also contact us if you want. Send us an email to qslrae@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and hasta la próxima.